Yet under the frail cage of those shattered ribs, his chest rose and fell with each shallow breath. "Bran," he said, "I'm sorry I didn't come before. I was afraid." He could feel the tears rolling down his cheeks. John no longer cared. "Don't die, Bran, please. We're all waiting for you to wake up. Me and Rob and the girls, everyone." Lady Stark was watching. She had not raised a cry. John took that for acceptance. Outside the window, the dire wolf howled again, the wolf that Bran had not had time to name. "I have to go now," John said. "Uncle Benjen is waiting. I'm to go north to the wall. We have to leave today, before the snows come." He remembered how excited Bran had been at the prospect of the journey. It was more than he could bear, the thought of him leaving him behind like this. John brushed away his tears, leaned over, and kissed his brother lightly on the lips. "I wanted him to stay here with me," Lady Stark said softly. John watched her, wary. She was not even looking at him. She was talking to him, but for a part of her it was as though he were not even in the room. "I prayed for it," she said dully. "He was my special boy. I went to the Sept and prayed 7 times to the 7 faces of God that Ned would change his mind and leave him here with me. Sometimes prayers are answered.